This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Friday. It's Friday. Yes, I'm singing it because I'm happy. And I hope you are happy too. I hope Friday puts a little joy into your life. Happy Friday morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We are live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage, and that's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We're not only off and running fast, like Lamar Jackson fast, toward the weekend, but Lamar Jackson was also running fast on Thursday night to get us into week 15 in the NFL. It's a good weekend coming up in sports. We've got Army-Navy, the 120th version, the 120th edition of the Army-Navy game in Philadelphia. And then, of course, NFL with all of its playoff implications and everything that's on the line this weekend. We've got the poll up now on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then Facebook page is all. Chris, someone thanked us on Facebook for posting the schedule every week. I don't know if he realizes there's a reason why we do it, that we're actually asking people the game that they're all jazzed up about, but if all you need is the schedule and you go to our Facebook page to get it, well then, woo! That's awesome. We are a full service operation. Side note, we are now over the 30,000 likes on our Facebook page, which means next week, a Christmas spirit and a Facebook Live video will come together. It's going to be epic, I'm sure. Yeah, we're going to do that. We promised you, and I want to do it before the holidays because it'll be fun to dress up in some holiday flair and give you a peek behind the scenes. So that's coming up next week because you put us over the 30,000 like threshold on our Facebook page and we are appreciative. And I don't know why you'd want to see us behind the scenes, but you do. So we're going to do that for you next week. But that's next week. We got to deal with the here and now, which is a 10-game win streak for the Baltimore Ravens. And they are now champions of the AFC North for the second straight year. Now, last year was really dramatic. Remember, they caught the Steelers toward the end of the season. Steelers were going the wrong way. And the Ravens had made the change to Lamar Jackson in week 11. Week 11. So it was 6 games out of 7 they ended up winning after he took over. And they won the division title. This is different. They had already clinched a playoff spot. Now they've locked up the division title. And there's still a couple weeks to go. So they may have some decisions to make. They've also put themselves in position, in the driver's seat, for the top seed and home field advantage in the playoffs. And yes, it was another night in which Lamar Jackson ran the ball seamlessly. 86 rushing yards for him. And the record, he's now the quarterback with more rushing yards in a single season than any other, including Mike Vick, who did record a video in his recliner, feet up and all, from wherever he was watching the game to congratulate Lamar Jackson. We knew it was coming. He wasn't that far off. It happened in the first quarter. But forget that for a second. We know he can run the ball. More than 1,100 yards rushing this season. But did you know that Lamar Jackson also leads the NFL in touchdown passes?
First and goal. Jackson rolls out to the right. Pumps once. Steps up. Slings it. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. Miles Boykin. And the Ravens strike for a second time in the opening quarter. Power formation. Double tight ends. Backs in the eye. Jackson throws, end zone, Mark Andrews makes the catch, and he's in for the touchdown. He was in the record book, he was out of the record book, he's back in the record book. Lamar Jackson going to the end zone, Hollywood Brown is there, he makes the catch, touchdown, Hollywood Brown! Lamar Jackson on second down, wants to throw, goes to the end zone, looks for Seth Roberts, and delivers a dime! Touchdown, Seth Roberts! A perfect throw from Lamar Jackson, and the Ravens are making it look easy. With 58 seconds left to play in the third quarter, the hay's in the barn!
Jerry Sandusky with the calls on the Ravens radio network. We can't even let the highlights play. There's just so many. But I will say one of my favorites that we didn't give you the audio for came in the third quarter. So late in the third quarter, the Ravens are up 28-7, and they're on their own 29-yard line. They actually had a, was it one punt at that point? No, two punts to start the third quarter. So they actually had to punt back-to-back. Here they are all the way back, driven back to their own 29-yard line. They face a fourth and one. Maybe you saw this on TV. Maybe you've seen the video since. But the punt unit heads onto the field. I mean, you're on your own 29-yard line. If you fail to pick up the first down, you're giving the Jets nearly instant red zone. And while at this point you're up three touchdowns, why leave that door wide open? Except Lamar wanted none of it. He shoos the punt unit off the field. He literally chases them like, go away, and shooing them off the field. And he turns around and he goes back out to the huddle. He didn't go all the way back to the sidelines. He goes back to the huddle. And on a fourth and one, the top rushing team in the NFL goes deep downfield to Mark Andrews for 35 yards on a fourth and one. It's the team that ran for 218 yards last night. And all I can think is, man, talent and confidence. It's a heady combination. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. A few snaps later, that was the 33-yard touchdown pass to Seth Roberts. We had the chance to ask longtime NFL linebacker A.J. Hawk, how do you even begin to game plan? How do you even begin to limit or try to limit the Ravens and their run game and Lamar Jackson giving defensive coordinators fits? And so if you missed that conversation with AJ, really good stuff. We talked about a lot of other things too. The Niners defense, Packers-Bears this weekend, the rivalries that he's played in, like Green Bay-Chicago, but also Ohio State-Michigan. We talked about Chase Young, who won the Bednarik Award last night. And good stuff with AJ. So I hope you'll check it out. It's on our YouTube channel. And of course, it'll be part of our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. 10 consecutive wins. I think by my count, they've only lost four since Lamar took over as the starting quarterback. They're like a freight train on the field and in the standings in the AFC. Now, they did lose to Cleveland earlier this year, and that challenge will come up at the Dog Pound Week 16, but that's a story for another day. In addition to Lamar and Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards, Mark Andrews, Hollywood Brown, who had a touchdown last night. We talked about Seth Roberts. They spread the ball around. It's really difficult to figure out what they're going to do when they've got so many options. You know, sometimes you talk to hitters and they'll tell you they're sitting dead red for a fastball, or they guess right when the pitch comes out of, or when the ball comes out of a pitcher's hand. I mean, is that what it's come down to now with defensive coordinators, defenses, especially the captains who are out there trying to call the signals on the field for the defense? The issue is that they've got a bunch of different targets. So Lamar completed passes to seven different guys last night. And I think it was six different guys had a carry, at least a carry. I mean, they've got a lot of playmakers on their field.
It's always important. Those guys work so hard. And you know, our system built on, you know, guys, sometimes the guys have to block more than they want to. And it's great to get everyone involved in it each and every time I can.
Certainly right now, it's all smiles, sunshine, roses. And while I never, ever prescribe to the idea that a team is unbeatable or invincible, they are locked in to some kind of formula. 218 rushing yards. But also five touchdown passes. Lamar completed 15 passes, and five of them were for touchdowns. He's efficient. He's economical. He can certainly throw the ball. But the threat of that run game gives him and his receivers more space and room to operate, which is really amazing. And now John Harbaugh's team is North Division champs for a second straight winter.
To the players, to the coaches, to the fans, the Ravens are the AFC North champs, and we're very proud of that. That's a great accomplishment. It's a great division, and it's our first goal. It's not our top goal, but it's our first goal. So we're proud of that. That's done. We'll move on, and we'll get to work.
Was that a dog whistle or a squeaky door? What do you think? In the middle. Now, we can recognize ping pong balls. There were no ping pong games being played in the background. But did you hear that loud squeal?
Sounded like a squeaky door.
Wow. Someone needs to grab the DW40 or what's it called?
WD40. Oh,
whatever. You knew what I meant, right? There was no question as to what I meant. D. Just the 40. Grab the 40 stuff. Or, and I've used that before, actually. My mom makes me get it. There's this stuff that you put into locks when they stick, too. I wonder if that would work on the door. Can you tell this is my area of expertise? Some stuff.
And
I feel like it's a dog whistle. That is a high pitch. I think somebody's punking John Harbaugh, and there's a dog whistle in the background.
And
ooh, that can't. There's no way that's a door. Wait, one more time.
And
Oh, somebody's Facebooking live from like inside the locker room.
Sounds like an old, like, seesaw on a playground that's just neat. No?
I mean, do we have a picture of John Harbaugh doing his post-game press conference? Maybe he was, in fact, out on a playground at 11:30 Eastern time or whatever hour the game got over. Yeah, that's a high pitch. I think someone's punking him, myself. Someone's going extra. Wait, what was the term that I'm supposed to say about my mom? Millennial?
Yeah, she's being extra.
She's being extra. Someone's being extra inside the Ravens locker room. As for the Jets, well, I mean, they were down 21-7 at half. They had an opportunity to score, maybe, right before the break, but Darnold got picked off. And early then in the third quarter, there was also a fumble that gave the ball right back to the Ravens. And so it's been a roller coaster ride for Darnold. It's been a roller coaster ride for the Jets. I mean, it's not just the offense. It's not just Gase. Last night, the Jets' defense gave up 218 rushing yards. I mean, this is the number two defense in the NFL to start week 15, and it didn't look anything like that.
We knew coming into this game how we had to play on offense. We needed to be great with time of possession. We needed to make sure that we did a great job with ball security, and then when we got our opportunities in the red zone, we had to score touchdowns. We didn't do it.
It sucks against any team in the NFL, but you know, especially against these guys, and especially the way that we were playing too. I felt like we were running the ball really well. Our offensive line played really, really well today. You know, I just wish, you know, obviously I could have played better.
Maybe it's a member of the media with the dog whistle, because it also happened while Darnold was talking. Ooh, someone's punking all of them. Could you imagine being a member of the media? I'd be so worried somebody would throw me out.
Too, I felt like we were running the...
There it is again. It's in both locker rooms. Oh my gosh. It's strange the things that catch my attention, but I mean, I need to know where that whistle came from. All right, that game is in the books. Ravens, 10 straight wins. NFL players tell me it's hard to win one game in the NFL. To win 10 in a row is quite an achievement, and to do it this late in the season when you're trying to play your best football, now to lock up a division title and to have the control over how you end up. To have that control over whether or not you are the number one seed and a bye, that's, again, heady stuff for the Ravens. So Baltimore and a banner night, not so much for the Jets. We're off and running week 15. What's the game you're most looking forward to? And then the burning questions you have for this week, like the guy who posted on our Facebook page and wanted to know about the Patriots missing the playoffs. I'm still laughing about that. Okay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
You're the colonel. You're going to command your troops tonight. You understand?
Snap the deck. Payne, right side of the end zone. Touchdown! It's a touchdown!
Mariota, play fake, looking, floats it downfield. Touchdown! Tight!
Fires for the end zone. Touchdown! Ben with a terrific job to feed that ball through heavy traffic.
Brees from the shotgun has time. Guns it down the middle, and he's going to score!
Goff stands in. He whips it to the two. Touchdown!
There's a wobbly pass down the middle. It's a backpedaling, falling down chest high, heavily covered touchdown catch.
Hey, baby, what a throw by Stafford!
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Packers, Bears was a popular answer to our question of football's best rivalry. We did it on our last show, and it was really cool to hear AJ Hawk talk about what it's like to play in a Packers, Bears game. And in fact, he said under Mike McCarthy, coach used to talk about Packers, Bears week, and every day during that week leading up to Packers, Bears, he would show them video. He would show them film of old Packers, Bears games. So it's a big deal. Don't let any of them tell you that it's not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What's the matchup you're most looking forward to week 15? Well, of course, Packers-Bears is one of the options in our poll on Twitter or on Facebook. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are sitting pretty. They're in a real good spot atop the NFC North. I was talking about the Ravens and the AFC North so much. They're now at 10-3 and at this point, are the number two seed in their conference. So they do have the Vikings breathing down their neck, so they cannot really take any time off. They got to keep the pedal to the metal.
We do control a good amount of our fate. And these are the games you got to win. You know, I always say it to you guys in April, say it throughout the season. You know, you want to be playing your best in the wintertime and putting yourself in a position to host some playoff games.
Right now, they are in that position, but the Vikings are not going away. We'll get to their matchup coming up here in a second. But Mitch Trubisky and the Bears, they've strung together three consecutive wins. They're above 500. You may or may not remember the score from their season opening game. It was 10-3 at Soldier Field. It was a barn burner on that first Thursday night football game. For Trubisky, it's been a roller coaster ride, but they've kept themselves in the conversation.
I think our desire to get better, and we just got to keep getting better and keep that desire, keep getting hungrier every single week and know that we still have potential that we can unlock. So we just got to keep getting better, stay hungry and stay humble and know that we got a long way to go still.
Now it's 7-6. They're at least one of the teams that could, if it gets some help, kind of stick its nose in there for a wild card. But the problem is, in their own division, they're two games back of the Vikings, who, of course, are right now in a wild card spot. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Game between two teams tied atop the division. What more could you ask for in Week 15 from the AFC South? You've got Texans at the Titans. So this is the first of two games they will play in the last 3 weeks. And, man, for Deshaun Watson in Houston, it all comes down to this.
That's why we, you know, put in the work in the offseason. We did all the things we had to do in the training camp to, you know, and throughout the year to, you know, put us in a position to, you know, have a great opportunity like we do. So two great teams, two great, you know, franchises going at each other, and it's going to be good.
You can count on inconsistency with the Houston Texans. After beating the Patriots, they lose to the Broncos. So is it time for them to win again now? Is this their rebound? Well, the Titans are a buzzsaw. At 8-5, they've won four consecutive games. So think about it. They were at 4-5. Now they're at 8-5. They're averaging better than 30 points per game. And Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, the offense is locked in. But the defense is also playing well. So right now, it would appear as though they've got the momentum, but momentum is fleeting in sports, that's for sure. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We were just talking about the wild card and the Minnesota Vikings, another offense that has played really well this season. As long as they can establish the run with Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins' numbers are fantastic. And it's the Vikings at the Chargers on Sunday. All right.
We've got to be able to get this one. This is a big one for us now. It's really a three-game season, and I think we're going to need every single one of these games to put ourselves in a good position for January football.
You know what I thought of as I was looking at the schedule and realizing the Vikings were in Carson, California at the Chargers? That's where the Packers tripped up, and what did they score, 11 points? When they took on the Chargers in California and they didn't have a touchdown till late in the game, it was brutal. And so we'll see whether or not that's an NFC North thing. So that's another game. Again, very important because the Vikings, not only do they want to keep pace with the Packers in the hopes that they might be able to challenge them atop the NFC North, but also when you think about the Seahawks being 10-3, and then we just talked about the Bears in their own division being a team that would love to get in that conversation for a wild card. And what about the Rams? The Rams are now at 8-5, so they're part of that conversation as well. And as luck would have it, the Rams are at Arlington Stadium, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, sorry, against the Dallas Cowboys, who are currently tied atop the NFC East with a losing record. I mean, I don't know why they'd have to wait this long for a sense of urgency, but if you don't have it now, you're probably in the wrong business.
We've got to get a win, and we've got to play well. Simple as that. I mean, yeah, according to the playoffs and all that, it doesn't, I guess. But if we want to give ourselves a chance to win, and to win as we finish this season out, and to win in that tournament as you get there, you've got to get momentum going. And momentum is something serious. We can get it on our side. This has been a streaky team in years. So you got to get that first one to get the second one. That's kind of just the mindset of focus on the day. Let's focus on now. Let's focus on this week and not worry about the rest. And we will when that comes.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are streaking the wrong direction. You're going the wrong way. They've lost three in a row. And again, I don't know where the sense of urgency has been, but one strategy that Jason Garrett used this week was to put together a string of highlights of recent Cowboys plays, whether offense or defense. And he showed it in the locker room, and the guys were fired up. The plays made them look invincible. And really, he's hoping that will inspire them and help them to snap this losing skid. Again, they're tied with the Eagles at 6-7. I want you to want to win the NFC East. I'm looking for that sense of urgency. Finally, it's a game that got flexed to Sunday Night Football. I say this with all sincerity. I don't know the last time the Bills got flexed to a nationally televised game, but it's two teams that are fighting for the same real estate, the Bills and the Steelers. They both want playoff spots. Steelers cannot win their division. Bills are still a shot for the AFC East. But Josh Allen, the way that the Bills played this past weekend, or going back to week 14, it certainly wasn't an offensive performance against the Ravens that they want to carry over, but they've got another tough challenge against the Steelers, D.
Taking away the ball, sacking the quarterback at a very high rate. I think they lead the league in both those statistics. You know, they got some young players that are moving around well. Off the edge, they get to the quarterback. They play really smart coverage. So it's going to be very tough for us mentally this week, and we got to go in and prepare and watch as much film as we can and be ready for another four-quarter game.
It is pretty cool the way the Steelers' defense has been a strength of that team as they've gone through multiple quarterbacks and they're on their third-string guy in Devlin Hodges. Though he's played well, the only thing that Mike Tomlin wants from him is just not to kill us. The defense can do the rest, and it has. Though it looks like James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster could play in this game, and they've been out with injuries, and so that would also be a boost to the offense. So what's the game you're most looking forward to? We've got a poll up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's high stakes now, week 15, so we can see the end of the regular season from here.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Come on, come on, click, boom!
Here on After Hours, we end every show the same way.
Boom! I just laid down the A-law. Boom!
You know it. You love it. Now we're cranking it up a notch. After Hours presents the best highlights.
Foles running up and down the lights. A direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball!
Boom!
So we got a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back. It's a grand slam! They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. Do you believe it?
It's the boom moment of the week. Here's Amy Lawrence. Boom.
Richie James Jr. right. Garoppolo back. He throws out left. Caught. George Kittle down the sideline. 40. Runs by a man. Stiff arms a man. Still pushing. No flag. Three flags come in. They may get George for a personal foul on the stiff arm. Let's see where it all ends. Right now the 49ers are about the same 30-yard line. Here's your football game. High snap. Wisnowski got it down. Robbie Gould's kick is good! Robbie Gould beats the New Orleans Saints at the gun.
There is no game-winning kick by Robbie Gould if there's no George Kittle serving as a marvelous beast. That was some kind of play. 53 seconds to go in the game between the Niners and the Saints when San Francisco got the ball back. This is after Drew Brees does his thing in the Superdome and leads the Saints 76 yards in 90 seconds on a 4th-and-2. Kittle bangs his way upfield for 39 yards, dragging people, risking life and limb. It was amazing. He is a marvelous beast, and I mean that as a massive compliment. Greg Papa with the calls on the Niners radio network. There are a lot of highlights that we could have used from this week. A lot of highlights we could have used specifically from football. And of course, we'll have more when we're back together on Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Lamar Jackson sets the single season rushing record, passing Mike Vick in the first quarter of last night's game. And it was another celebration. Right? The Ravens should celebrate 10 consecutive wins. They also have got the AFC North title locked up. But these are heady days for Lamar Jackson, for Mark Ingram. And once again, Ingram taking the opportunity to, now in this case, interview Lamar, but to sing Lamar's praises.
Freaky L, a.k.a. Action Jackson, a.k.a. Era A Apparel. Listen, my dog. Hey, Juno, hit him. Hey, crank, crank. All right, L. Man, you broke Mike Vick's rushing record, man. You the AFC North champions for the second year in a row. How it feel, man? Tell me how it feel, L Freaky.
It feel good, but you know, we got a lot of season left to play. And we got two more banners to hang up. And
so you're telling me the story unwritten?
Unwritten right now.
Book unfinished?
Right.
Congratulations, brother, on breaking Mike Vick's record and being the GOAT, the MVP that you are.
Appreciate it, bro. Love you.
Hey, man, Thursday Night Football in America. Back to you in the studio.
Do they have fun or what? Wow, they have a good time. Now, winning is always more fun. Let's be honest about that. But they also have some pretty incredible chemistry. And I love that the 22-year-old Lamar Jackson is the straight man, and Mark Ingram is his wingman with the craziness, the freaky L, the L freaky, whichever one it is. It's so much fun to see those guys together, and their personalities mesh so well. And if you're wondering whether or not the team has any issue with Lamar Jackson as a 22-year-old who's a leader, nah, you shouldn't wonder.
They respect him, and they respond to it great. I mean, you love the fire and the competitiveness, and he wants to be great on every single series. And that's just, I think it reflects all their attitude about it, right? So I think they appreciate it.
Yeah, who wouldn't? Right now they've got a formula that is not only proven to work, but so far there hasn't been any team that can consistently slow it down. Now it's weird when the Ravens punt. It's kind of a nice space to be in, right? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So coming up on Sunday, the NFL on CBS features that key AFC South showdown. South and showdown. Be careful how quickly you read it, Amy. Features a key AFC South showdown between Deshaun Watson and the Texans as they invade Nashville to battle Ryan Tannehill and the Titans. Others will see Kansas City hosting Denver, plus other regional action. It all begins with JB and the guys setting up the day on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, only on CBS. There's a lot we don't know, and you're sharing your burning questions with us on our Facebook page and also on Twitter, the questions that you desperately need answered this weekend. I've seen a couple of Steelers fans, I would say more than that even, but Steelers fans wondering aloud if Mike Tomlin is the coach of the year. I certainly would cast my vote for him. Now, it's hard to go away from John Harbaugh, same division there. And then you think about Kyle Shanahan and everything the Niners have been through to get to this point. How about Matt LaFleur? He's definitely going to get some votes. I shouldn't say that. He's going to get consideration for some votes. But I'm really impressed with what Tomlin has done, not only in the revolving door of quarterbacks that they've had, but also the fact that they've been without two of their top, in addition to Roethlisberger being sidelined, they've been without two of their top offensive playmakers. Defensively, they've been so stout this year. They have a fantastic, one of the best in the NFL, actually, turnover ratio. It's plus. And to see them gaining confidence and recognizing that they can win games in a variety of ways, I think is pretty awesome. And also, I just love to hear Mike Tomlin speak about his team.
I saw growth in certain areas that you need to see this time of year if you're a team that's trending in the right direction.
Trending.
On offense, I think you can speak to the young guys emerging and making the necessary plays in those significant moments. And it's good that it's starting to come really from multiple places. A week ago, we were standing here talking about James Washington rising up and making the necessary plays for us at the receiver position. In the last game, I thought Deontay did similar things. So it's back-to-back weeks. We're talking about young wide receivers rising up and making significant plays.
No one gives press conferences like Mike Tomlin. Also, I think it's fantastic that this year no one is saying to me that Mike Tomlin should be fired. That's pretty much a rite of passage every fall in the NFL for the past, I don't even know, since I started here at CBS Sports Radio, and we're about to wrap up year number 7. What? Gosh, time flies. Anyway, it's something I chuckle at every year because I think he's a fantastic coach, but every year until this one, I guess it took losing your first quarterback, being no longer a team that has an Antonio Brown, a Le'Veon Bell, just everything they've gone through. I'm also pretty impressed with the foresight they had to go out and make the trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick. That's been huge. Randy wants to know on Facebook, what will it take to get a first round bye for the Packers? That is a good question. Brian, can New England actually put together two scoring drives back to back? Well, are we talking about offense or can one of those scoring drives be defense? Because if it's defense, I think you're okay. So your burning questions that need to be answered this weekend in the NFL. It's a lot of them. And I love the fact that the stakes just keep getting higher. I can feel the tension building. There are going to be teams that are on the outside looking in, as you know. And one of the stats that I uncovered this week when I was researching for my column. Whoa, did you see what just happened with my chair? I wasn't asking you guys on the radio. I was asking Dave and Chris. Can't lean back in this chair. It's another one of those chairs that's missing a part or something. I don't know. But don't lean back because you could end up on the floor. Just I'm warning anybody who comes in here after me, careful if you lean back in this chair. What's that song? Lean back. Lean back. Don't
know what's crazy?
What?
Fat Joe was in studio yesterday with Tiki and Tierney.
Maybe he's the one. He's the one that was doing the lean back.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm telling you, you could end up like flipping over backward if you lean back in this chair. So, you know, spread the word. No, I totally forgot what I was talking about. What was I talking about?
The Patriots putting together offensive drives.
Okay. Well, that's important too. The chair just destroyed my show. There goes the perfect show. We almost made it to the top of our fourth hour. I don't know. Whatever your burning questions are, they'll be answered in the next 3 weeks. That essentially was the bottom line. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I don't actually think I'm going to take any calls the rest of the way. However, our toll-free line, if you'd like to try, you'd have to be really good, is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save. Do the rock away. Lean back. I love this song. I mean, I wasn't going to sing any more of it than that, but I do love that song. But you interrupted my Geico promotion. I'm hungry. Do I have to do the whole thing again? How about just the end? In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Sorry, Geico. No, that was my fault.
Yeah, seriously. You just completely derailed. That and the crazy chair, that all derailed the last 5 minutes of this show. Now, see, someone wants to talk on the phone after I gave the phone number. Can I give him 60 seconds? Do you think he'll oblige? Okay. Dick in Indiana, you have 60 seconds. Go.
Hey, I think the Bills beat the Steelers. I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be 20-17, and the Bills are going to clinch a playoff spot. What do you think?
All of that is a possibility.
All right. Well, you know, I think it's going to be a great game.
I hope so.
Be interesting to see how New England finishes up the season with everything that's going on up there. So,
well, they are playing the Bengals this weekend. So while I don't ever count my wins before they hatch like chickens, they don't actually need to cheat to beat the Bengals.
Okay. Well, you have a great weekend and a nice Christmas, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping that in 60 seconds. I'm really impressed. This new wrinkle with the Patriots is fascinating. Someone asked me earlier, what do I think? I'm going to be naive, I guess. You can call me that if you like, but I just feel like Bill Belichick's a genius. You don't go back to the same well and try to cheat the same way. That actually doesn't seem genius. In a press box full of hundreds of people, if you've ever been in an NFL press box, those things are mammoth. There's people everywhere.
I don't have an explanation for what happened.
I don't either. I do. The video crew just didn't know the rules. Duh. You'd think that'd be the first thing they would know. Anyway, that's another distraction that Bill Belichick can't stand. But for now, anyway, I can't imagine that affects them the rest of the regular season, unless it's a fast-track investigation by Roger Goodell and Troy Vincent. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We've got our poll up. And right now, it's Buffalo-Pittsburgh pacing the field. That's the game you're looking forward to. Here's the deal, Buffalo. If you don't perform, and this is a crappy game, or it's lopsided, or let's just say your offense gets stilted the way that it was against the Ravens, it may be the last time for a long time the Bills are flexed to Sunday Night Football. So don't let us down. America is counting on you. America is counting on you, Buffalo Bills, to make this competitive. And actually, I would say there's a lot of people rooting for the Bills as well, because it's a good story. They've only had one playoff appearance this century, so it's time for another one. All right, so find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook while you're there. My column that I wrote this week really looks brilliant. I'm just kidding. But it's applicable in light of what we saw on Thursday Night Football. And we'll be back with you on Sunday night. Also, if you haven't heard the news, David Stern, former NBA commissioner, in the hospital with a brain hemorrhage and emergency surgery. So we'll look out for news about him today. Have a great weekend. Back on Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.